This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. President Obama is about halfway through what you can only call a whirlwind tour of Southeast Asia, which included, as you might have heard, a brief but notable visit to Myanmar today. He is the first sitting American president to set foot in that country. Also setting foot are American companies, as Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports now from New York.
You may not be opening a company in Myanmar, but if you go as a tourist, you'll understand the hurdles businesses face. Matthew LaPolice specializes in Asia for the firm Absolute Travel.
The experience there is really like you're being transported back in time and kind of seeing a different way of life.
Roads are miserable, amenities are few, you'll also need gangster-sized rolls of money. Credit cards are rarely accepted. The country's first ATM just arrived late last year. An interesting trip, maybe, but tricky territory for a company.
If you have to walk around and do all your transactions in cash, as I had to do on my trip there, you see what a difference it makes.
John Goyer is the senior director for Southeast Asia at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is taking a delegation of business leaders to Myanmar in February. Despite the headaches, American firms are heading in. GE, Coke, Pepsi, Visa, MasterCard, and many more are eager to get in on a key piece of Asian real estate.
If you look at a map, you see where Myanmar, Burma, is situated, and you understand that it's situated square in the middle of the highest growth and development area on the planet.
Richard Sawoya is director of USA Engage, a business group that opposes trade sanctions. The opening of Myanmar puts an energy-rich nation of more than 50 million people on the business map, something unthinkable during the height of harsh military rule.
For several years, this business environment was terribly bleak for anyone but a small circle of people who were favored.
Kevin Murphy is managing director of Andaman Capital Partners, which advises investors doing business in Myanmar. He spoke by phone from Yangon, the country's largest city.
To see American flags flapping on the main streets here is a pretty remarkable thing after many years of being at loggerheads.
Remarkable, but only the first step in what will be a long journey for American companies hoping to profit from Myanmar's opening. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.